Happy birthday, Georgie girl!
Georgia Noble rolled over in bed and smiled at her mother, who had cracked open the door to her room and poked her head inside.
Don't tell me you weren't already awake, said her mother.
She opened the door wider.
Last night you were so excited you couldn't fall asleep.
I was awake,
Georgia admitted, then yawned.
A little bit, anyway.
She stretched her arms above her head and tried to decide if being 6 felt any different than being 5. She wasn't sure yet. Her mother sat on the end of the bed and tweaked Georgia's toes through the covers. Georgia stuffed her pillow behind her back and sat up. She glanced at the window that faced onto Van Deventer Avenue in downtown Princeton, and next to it at the coat rack shaped like a giant crayon, from which hung a fraying bunny suit and her collection of princess dresses. She wondered if these were 5-year-old things, baby things, or whether they were okay for 6-year-olds, too.
Mommy?
Yes?
When you were little, this was your room, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Did you still play dress-up when you were 6?
Absolutely, her mother replied. Georgia considered this.
I like waking up in your room.
Georgia's mother smiled. Remember last summer when we visited the beach house in Maine and you slept in the upstairs room? That was Great-Grandma Abby's room when she was a girl. Nana Dana has woken up in that room and I have, and so have you. 4 generations of women in our family, all waking up in the same room, looking at the same view out the window. Georgia found this confusing, so she changed the subject.
What color did you frost the cupcakes for my school party? She asked. The boys won't want pink, you know, even if today is Valentine's Day. Red frosting would be okay, but not pink.
Her mother laughed. Half are pink and half are red, so I think you're safe. Now, look out the window if you want a surprise. Georgia sat up, raised the shade, and peered outside.
It's snowing!
She exclaimed.
Oh, no. Mommy, this isn't a good surprise. What if school is closed? What about my party?
School's open, don't worry. This is just a little snow. It was actually a little snow on top of a lot of snow. The winter had been very stormy, and the schools in Princeton, New Jersey had closed 6 times so far.
Are you sure?
Asked Georgia nervously. She watched a snowplow grind along in front of her house. Positive. Now get up and get dressed. It's Valentine's Day and your birthday.
The same as for my great-great-aunt Adele?
Georgia had never met Adele, who had died long before Georgia had been born, but she had heard many, many stories about her. The same as for your great-great-aunt Adele. Now get dressed. Georgia waited until her mother had left the room before she got out of bed. Then she checked her door to make sure it was closed tightly to keep out her brother Richard, who was 7. Satisfied, she stood before her closet and chose a pair of jeans, a red shirt, and a red sweater. She put them on quickly, shivering in the chilly room, then peered into her mirror and considered her hair, which was dark blonde and very thick. Hard to manage, her mother often said. You can barely get a comb through it. So Georgia didn't bother with the comb. She simply pulled her hair out of her face and tied a red ribbon around it. She was ready to be 6 years old.